Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Breakdown! Go ahead, give it to me. Breakdown! I take me through the night.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mark Babbitt's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-author of War Gone Social, CEO of U-Turn, U-Turn.com. Mark, tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, the U-Turn is our community for young professionals, so recent graduates, college students, who want to break into the workforce, and it's a talent community that that just helps people understand how important their personal brand and their reputations.
Mm-hmm. And so, folks, and they can find out more about your book and all the things you do for your customers there too, can't they?
Oh yes, definitely. And the book site is worldgonesocial.com. So if you want to check out the book, please go there.
All right, so check it out. Okay, Mark. In the previous segment, you were helping us understand the importance of having a positive presentation of our work by others. Other people saying these people do good, whether it be a review by a customer or a prospect, or whether it be something, a professional review, a professional endorsement on LinkedIn, or whatever it may be. Those things are important. There was a time when that would have seemed like bragging, wouldn't it?
Well, it is, and that's what spawned this age of self-promotion and spammers. We went from blatant self-promotion to what people started calling the humble brag, which in most cases was not very humble, to not talking about ourselves at all. And the reality is there's a happy medium there, but you can fix all of that if you get so many positive reviews, so many objective entries online as to how good you are. You don't have to talk about you anymore. That's what we call the testimonial economy. If
right.
You're so good at what you do, you can stop advertising in a lot of cases. Just let people do the talking for you.
Well, now that's just crazy talk.
I know,
Mark.
But it's real.
As a man who makes a living on radio, that's just crazy talk. No advertising. That's not.
I know.
Have that. But no, I hear your point is your point is well taken. But the thing that I wanted to get to though is for the small business owner, it's gotten to where every time we wake up, there's a new platform out there that we have to learn about. You mentioned a couple in the previous segment that most people don't even know about. Glass ceilings, you call it?
Glass door.
Glass door. Glass door, right. Yeah, that's been around a while. But a lot of people probably don't know about this. And, I mean, they wonder, you know, how do I keep up with all these places? How do I protect myself in all these different places?
Well, let me tell you, there's a great way to set yourself up, and it's a wonderful tool, and it's completely, absolutely free. You can use Google Alerts. Google
yep.
Alerts.
Yep.
And Google Alerts will tell you, they don't catch everything, but if you're on one of the major sites, you know, Google Reviews, Yahoo, Yelp, TripAdvisor, and your company name, or maybe even your personal name, depending on how you set up your Google
right.
Alert, shows up, it will tell you that you're out there, that you have a new entry out on the internet that you might not have been aware yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to you every day, or they come to you as they happen.
You can tell Google what you want.
Yes, and it's all based on keywords, so it could be your business name, your company name. Here's what else is great about Google Alerts. You can also track what people are saying about your competition.
That's right.
So if your competition is doing something amazing,
you can do a Google Alert with their name in the thing.
Yeah.
And also, I'll tell you another thing that's good. Make sure to do a Google Alert for the name of your company, because not only will you find out what people are saying about you, but you might identify people who are using your name and who are infringing on your brand.
Oh, absolutely! Especially if you're blogging or you're really active on social media,
mm-hmm.
You can tell if somebody's created a Facebook account or taking your copyrighted blog and running with it. And so Google Alerts are a great tool for every small business, mm-hmm. every person out there.
Right. So last thoughts, Mark. We got a minute or so. What are your last thoughts to help people get this right?
Well, here's the deal. Don't let this scare you. Don't set up your Google Alert. Check out your competition on Yelp. Be active. Spend 30 minutes every morning as you drink your cup of coffee or you're waiting for your employees to show up. Just get online and start checking yourself out. It's the best 20, 30 minutes you'll spend all day, all week. You just gotta jump in and learn what people are already saying about you.
Right, right. Well, that's exactly right. And do you recommend, of course, the Google Alerts are easy enough to manage yourself, but do you recommend if you got a little bit of critical mass in your company, you probably ought to assign this to someone, right?
Oh yes, no, this is definitely a $10 task. And Jim, you and I have talked about this before.
Yep.
If we as business owners get so busy with $10 an hour tasks, we're never going to get the $100 an hour task done. So
right.
If you nieces, nephews, interns, spouses, doesn't delegate this wherever you can and let somebody else be your social monitor. Maybe.
But tell them how important it is that they collect this information and then condense it out into a report and tell you how things are going, give you a progress report, right?
That's it, exactly. That's the purpose.
But make sure they know your values when they respond. If they're responding, make sure they know the values of your company. Hey, Mark, good job today. Again, come back soon.
I sure will. Thank you, Jim.
Uturn.com, folks, and also wordgonesocial.com. Is that right, Mark?
That's right, sir.
All right. Mark Babbitt, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.